Sam Hinton decided as a kid that he wanted to learn every song he ever heard. In his 92 years, he did that and more. He was also a marine biologist, author, calligrapher, and cartoonist. But for a generation of children in the 60s, he was that folk singer with an incredible mouthful of sounds.
I had a turkey, and the turkey pleased me, and I fed my turkey under yonder tree. Turkey went, oh, and the goose went, and the duck went, and the dog went, and the cat went, and the bird went.
Sam Hinton died last Thursday in California. His daughter Leanne joins us to talk about her father's career. And Leanne Hinton, I have to tell you, I was one of those children who was sitting around the portable record player listening to your father's songs. So I'm really sorry to hear that he's died.
Thank you so much.
I imagine that that sing-alongs in your household were really something. These are songs that build verse after verse, chorus after chorus.
Right. We all had a good time when we were kids, getting sung to sleep at night or being part of the sing-alongs at the house.
Did you have a favorite when you were growing up?
Well, I loved the Barnyard song. That certainly was one. And I loved Old Man Adam.
Well, if you're scared of the A-bomb, here's what you got to do. You got to gather all the people in the world with you. Because if we don't get together and do it, well, the first thing you know, we'll blow this world plumb to Hiroshima, Nagasaki, Alamogordo, Bikini.
There were a lot of songs that that I used to enjoy.
You know, after all these years, I think I'm still trying to remember the sequence from Whoever Shall Have Some Good Peanuts. Here's the big finish here.
Oh, won't it be joyful, joyful, joyful. Oh, won't it be joyful when his rich, red, ripe, juicy strawberry shortcake with lots of whipped cream on top of it and his golden, crispy, cold fried chicken drumsticks, his double-decker chocolate ice cream cones, his Girl Scout cookies, and his good peanuts are gone.
Now, your father has told the story over the years that it all started out when he was 5 years old and his mom took him into a music store in Tulsa, Oklahoma, and got him his first harmonica. And that
that's
was
right.
It. He was hooked.
Yeah, that's right. So he did music and biology all his life. He used to talk about how he would go hunting for snakes and he'd be carrying a harmonica with him and playing it all the way.
And I bet he would always have probably not just one, but several harmonicas in his pockets all the time.
Oh, yeah. And tin whistles, all kinds of things. He used to specialize in pocket instruments.
Well, your father did have this completely other side of his life as the curator at the Scripps Institution of Oceanography. Did he combine these, his passion for marine biology and his passion for songs?
Partly. Of course, he worked at the aquarium by day, and then he'd give concerts at night. And he also wrote a song called Closing Time Holler, which he would sing in the halls of the aquarium at closing time.
Let people know it's time to get out of there.
Oh, the sun's gone down. It's 6 o'clock. The lights are going out, and the door's gotta be locked. Oh, it's closing time now. Yes, closing time now. We're locking up the doors 'cause 6 o'clock's our closing time.
Time for the fish to go to sleep, as one verse says.
Leanne Hinton, thank you very much for talking with us.
It's a pleasure. Thanks.
Leanne Hinton talking about her father, folk singer, harmonica maestro, and marine biologist, Sam Hinton. He died last week at age 92. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.